Do you know what that is?
Well, I can't describe it, but I don't know what to talk about.
Have you heard of it, though?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Uh-huh.
In other words, this land around here grows plenty of redbuds on.
Uh-huh.
Then there's a clay, heavy clay, the white clay, the sandy soil.
Uh-huh. You say the redbuds, they call it that because it's...
Well, I don't know what they call it that. In other words, a redbud tree will do better on that type of soil.
Oh, I see. And then if you wanted to get the water off a swamp, you'd have to...
ditch it or tile it.
And a place where the water, it rains very hard, and that water just comes rushing down the field and washes out a place, you'd call that a...
Most people call it gullet, I think.
Sure. And then, now, what kind of... now, you mentioned the Holston River. That river is, right?
I guess you crossed out here, didn't you? Coming to Georgia.
Yeah. And what's the name of it now? The
Holston.
Yeah. And are there any other rivers around close by?
Not real close. Oh, no, it isn't too many miles from the Clinch River over here.
Uh-huh.
Back from Marsh down back over here to where you was on Chucky River, I guess, over in Greene County.
Yeah. And then, now, are there any, something a little smaller than a river?
Creeks. There's plenty of creeks around.
Could you just name a few of them in the neighborhood?
In the neighborhood here, well, the big creek up here. Beach Creek on the south side of the river. Robinson Creek come through St. Clair over there, down by St. Clair, beyond St. Clair. Right across this knob here is Caney Creek.
Uh-huh.
And I told you I was born on Clouds Creek. That's a creek that runs north, runs east down near Peace, then turns and goes into Holston River and runs west.
Uh-huh. And then how about something smaller than a creek?
A ranch.
Yeah. And do those always have names?
Well, no, not particular. I've had a few branches called. There's a place right across the knob here, they call it. No, I don't want to say it's nope. Laurel Branch.
Uh-huh.
Laurel Branch is just a small.
And what about something even smaller than a branch?
Smaller than a branch?
Yeah.
I really don't know. I know what you.
Yeah.
So I think that too, but now.
Well, you might just have one of these out in a field, you know. Might just, you know, a place where especially after, you know, it might be that way all the time, but it might be that way just when it rains.
Well, that's what I just rained. Well, I don't know. I think in this country they're all called branches if they run all the while.
All right. Now, you mentioned a knob. What about something not quite as high as a knob?
A hill.
Yeah. How high is it? How high is the knob you were talking about? Is that
some would call that called a knob right up by most of it.
Uh-huh. Does that have a name or is it just?
That's a town knob, we call it.
The town knob?
Town knob.
Town?
Town knob.
Uh-huh.
I suppose it'd be called after Roswell because Roswell owns town close. They call it a town knob.
And then something even higher than a hill or higher than a knob would be
mountain.
And a place where you pass between two mountains would be called a
valley.
All right, and then that steep, you know, up in a mountain, there might be a very steep. You might call it a bluff, but you'd say his car drove off the
incline
or the cliff.
Cliff.
Yeah, you know. And then a place where boats stop on the river, let's say, and freight is unloaded.
Dock.
And now the different what some di- I'd like to talk to you about some different kinds of roads. For instance, you'd call this now down the one that goes out into